T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, rolling into hour number two. You know who's playing out very inconspicuously with very few problems, knock on wood, is the NBA. While we look at Major League Baseball and the issues that they're having just getting to the park each and every day, and a lot of that is on them, the NBA, which has had very strong leadership from Adam Silver, their commissioner, the NHL with Gary Bettman, of course they have the advantage of being in Canada as well, but they continue along with virtually no positive tests. Now, the NBA, on top of it, Shane, is packaged their games in a pretty attractive way. Their games are good to watch, fun to watch. Maybe I've just gotten used to it, but I have no problems with the no crowd. They've done what they can do to create a backdrop and stuff like that, and sounds of the arena being piped in, etc. That's fine. It's not distracting to me in any way. But much like you probably did, I watched the Nuggets and the Lakers last night, pretty much from start to finish. It was a hell of a game. It was fun to watch. It was well packaged. The NBA is going to have a nice postseason here to get really excited about, I think.
It seems pretty cut and dried for most of the teams where they're going to be in the standings and the playoffs. And right. They are adjusting as such. Fred VanVleet, Kyle Lowry, DNP coaches' decisions last night. You're starting to see that with the Bucks, who are already the number one seed in the East. The Lakers are the one seed in the West, so I suppose that would explain the minimal defense that's being played, and I'm not complaining about
right.
it, but there's not a lot of getting down in a stance and guarding a guy.
Not yet.
At the bubble.
Not right now.
But, yes.
You're right.
And then to your point, not yet. Come playoff time, you'll see them start trying. And you'll also see I'll put it this way. I commend, for the most part, the effort of the teams that are hanging by a thread, I guess. And that would be Phoenix, the Spurs, and the Trailblazers. Like, they're the ones that still have something to play for. And the Grizzlies, I guess, too. The Grizz, from the time the bubble started, they were all battling for the number 8 spot. And just because you have wrapped up a playoff spot doesn't mean you can't improve, too. So I guess there's that to consider. I think the Mavericks, if I'm not mistaken, could finish 5th. They're currently in 7th. And they had a miraculous comeback over the Jazz yesterday. They were down 21 and ended up winning by 8. But, yes, it's your second statement was more true than the first. and that it's an entertaining brand of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily well-rounded because, like I said, there's not much defense going on. But the fact that we're not having to rely on now that they don't have a taxi squad, and I don't know what would happen, God forbid, what would happen if there'd be an outbreak on an NBA team. But so far, so good, so really good for the NBA as they continue to chug on toward the postseason, and they're almost there. So I'm with you. I've been entertained, and I've, for the most part, enjoyed the return of the NBA.
Yeah, they're slotting right now. There are two things going on. They're getting the rust off still, and they're slotting for playoff positions. And there's some, and then some of that positioning is it's been known that there are teams trying to manipulate matchups and things like that. Don't think that they're not looking at the outcomes every night and the standings. There are certain teams that you match up better against than others. So you want to try to put yourself in a position to have an advantageous matchup in the opening round as much as you possibly can. So that's all going on right now. But you're right. Once playoff basketball starts, the biggest change from the regular season, or the irregular season in this case, into the postseason will be the level at which defense is played. And it changes almost overnight.
Yeah.
That guys all of a sudden are buying in, you know, they're getting after it every possession, and you know it'll be playoff basketball that we've become accustomed to. Now there are some interesting personalities that have emerged in the bubble. Michael Porter Jr. is one of them, I think, probably. He's a guy that's paying pretty solid dividends for the Nuggets, who are 3-3 in the bubble and are probably going to finish third. There's a scenario that they could finish worse than that if they lose to the Clippers and the Raptors to change out. But I'm with you, Shane. I think people are going to be playing out the string here more than they're going to be.
Yeah.
Maybe at the back end of the standings, they'll be playing hard, but they're just going to be playing out the string at the top. So we'll have to see, you know. But guys like Michael Porter Jr., Bol Bol, if you watched him for a while last night in that Lakers game, is all of a sudden a guy who doesn't look like he's that far away from being able to play and be, you know, a factor in an NBA game. And there's a few others around the league that have had a similar impact, which I think has been kind of interesting. Now, we'll see how tightly the reins are drawn in when the playoffs roll around and the trust factor is even on a thinner line than it normally is. But so far, the NBA's really been pretty good. And I don't know if anything has happened to change who you think about as a possible championship contender. I think that there are probably five teams that fit the bill. I think that the two LA teams in the West, with Toronto, Boston, and Milwaukee in the East, I think are probably maybe not even Boston, but you've got four or five teams that are probably the championship contenders, and then you have a next rung that could make things interesting. If they happen to get hot or whatever the case may be. So I would have liked to have seen the Nuggets win last night. I thought the Lakers gave them very good chance to win. So they
just about everybody on the Nuggets roster played 24 minutes. I mean, it was interesting how Mike Malone, their head coach, approached the game. And they should have won the game. Even
yes,
with the way that they played it, the Joker had what, 26 minutes? I mean,
yeah,
you gotta balance the minutes a little better as we get down the regular season stretch. And I'm not criticizing how they did it, but considering who they went up against, and considering LeBron played 38 minutes, and it seemed like the Lakers tried a little harder than the Nuggets. The Nuggets still should have won the game. That three-pointer with 0.4 seconds left by Kyle Kuzma did him in. But it was one of those things where you and I talked about the Nuggets a week or so ago, and I watched them play Oklahoma City on that particular day. And in a game where they were fully all in and trying to win the game, and they did, their bench didn't do much and wasn't asked to do much. Well, last night it was all about the bench. Every 10 players played 21 minutes or more. Couldn't have been more evenly mapped out for the bench. The game I watched, Bol Bol played 4 minutes. Last night he played 21. So
right.
It's just a chess match as we go down the stretch and who these teams that have already qualified for the NBA playoffs determine they match up best with. And I'm certainly not insinuating that they're tanking some of these games. But, hey, if you are better off sliding down a notch in the standings, then that's what's probably going to happen. You know, you're going to rest your stars if you think you're better off being in the third rather than the second. And then, of course, it's all hands on deck once the playoff starts. But, it's interesting how the minutes and load management – we haven't said that in a while – the load management comes into play here after they had so much time off to get your legs underneath you, recover from whatever nagging issues you might have had leading into the month of March, and now that you're as much full strength as you can possibly be, Ben Simmons notwithstanding, who looks like he's going to miss the rest of the season with a knee procedure for Philadelphia. But, it's been a nice little cat and mouse in some stages between coaches in these games. And, like, for example, Nick Nurse, they won anyway without two of their best players for Toronto. And I know Giannis didn't play for the Bucks either, but we'll see how it goes. They're just, what, a couple more games?
Well,
regular season?
Oh, yeah, it's over Friday. And then they start the playoffs. God, is it on the weekend or the early next – I can't remember exactly when the playoffs start.
I'll have to bring up the schedule here. I'll check it out.
But, we'll be playing playoff basketball here pretty quickly. And have you heard the way that when you're eliminated, there is no fanfare? You get a shower, a meal, and you're out of the bubble.
You're out. Yep.
You're out. That's how it works. So they get you showered, you get a meal, and out you go, and you're on your own from that point forward. And you can't come back. End of convo.
No game Saturday or Sunday.
Okay. So apparently it's probably Monday that the playoffs begin.
Friday there are four games, and that'll be that. And then looking at next week, playoff basketball. But you know what? Once they get eliminated, I'm sure that's how the players want it anyway. Let's get the hell out of here. Let's get home. And frankly, maybe the bigger issue with some of these teams, certainly not built to win the championship, we got to get ready for next season because it's not that far away, relatively speaking. And I know they had a big break because of the Rona, but if you want a somewhat normal 2021, then you got to head home, heal up again, and get ready to go again because it'll be a quick turnaround. Normally, we're 2 months done with the NBA by now, but regular season ends Friday with actually the Nuggets play Toronto on Friday. That's both of their those teams' last games.
Yeah, they play the Clippers tomorrow, and then they play Toronto on Friday to finish up. So, start getting after it. And the playoffs in the NHL start tonight. Now, these are the full playoffs, not the you've got your merging all the best teams.
Yeah.
Not the qualifier, right?
Yeah.
So the playoffs start tonight in the NHL, and I mean, I've got baseball to look at tonight, but I'll probably sneak a little peek at some hockey tonight.
Yeah, my Blackhawks are playing at 9:30, Chad, against Vegas.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Hey, Chad, didn't both 12s beat the 5s? No, Chicago was. They were at 12. They beat Edmonton.
Both 12s won, and then the 11 in the West won.
Perfect.
So Arizona was 11 in the West, beat Nashville. Chicago, the 12, beat Edmonton on their home ice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So no fans, obviously, but guys from Edmonton playing right there on the ice that they normally play on and beat them 3 out of 4.
Tough noogies.
And not only that, beat them pretty easily, didn't they, Chad?
They really did.
Really?
I thought the way they were playing was just they were getting better looks, better chances, better mm-hmm. shots. They just found themselves in really good places and were
They played well. They really did. They controlled that series right from the get-go. So playoff hockey, playoff basketball, and it's in August. What's wrong with that picture?
Nothing in 2020. We'll take it.
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. So anyway, that's all happening. But
yeah,
crazy stuff. And I look forward to it. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun because postseason sports is great, and the energy level is good, and we're going to see stuff that we've become accustomed to that gets us all going, and that'll be a lot of fun. So off we go.
There's a game at 2:00 this afternoon in the NHL.
Yeah, and that's another thing from a viewer's standpoint. You get stuff in the middle of the day now.
Yeah.
You know, you get baseball in the middle of the day. You get basketball. You get hockey in the middle of the day. So from that standpoint, it's not a totally horrible thing.
Well, I'll tell you what is, when you're used to having live sports and talking about it like we had, mm-hmm. That space from April to May, daytime television viewing is a beating.
Oh, well.
Hockey in the afternoon and basketball in the afternoon, bring it on. Yes.
Oh, totally. Yeah,
love it. Love it. Even if it's NBA TV or even if you got to hunt for it a little bit. I mean, there's three games being played before 3:30 this afternoon in the NBA and plus the hockey game at 2:00. But, yeah, daytime viewing during the weekday, brutal.
Well, I mean, think about the stuff that we had to do to get through those first early months. I mean, What was the Tiger King deal? Tiger King.
Yeah.
That was the first thing, right? That mm-hmm. was really the first thing about the quarantine, right? Was Tiger King.
Then it was Ozark, for me anyway.
Yep, then Ozark, right?
And I never really graduated to anything else after that. Then we had a little out-of-work broadcaster segment, but that was only once a week. And then we had the bands that we hated, et cetera, et cetera. We had to run that back.
We had
a few movie reviews, and we need to do at least one more that I promised we'd go over. I considered one last night, but I don't think I'll necessarily hold your feet to the fire for this one, but Draft Day was on last night with Kevin Costner.
Yeah, right. I've never seen it.
Well, it crossed my mind to make you watch that, and then we'd both have a movie review, but that can be a TBA. We can talk about that at a later date.
And you still haven't seen Hamilton.
Right, and that's the other one I was talking about.
And you probably won't now, and it's understandable because you've got you've got things going on. I mean, you've got games going on. I mean, that's a pass.
We can make room for Hamilton.
I hear you.
I'm not going to dismiss that. You you trumpeted that pretty loudly, so I'm gonna make some effort to pay attention, and we'll do that. We'll get to it. All right, it's Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday out at Side Pockets. What's on tap? Brought to you by Side Pockets out of Tyler Crossing. On this day in sports history is coming up in 25 minutes. More sports to talk about when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.